Blog Talk.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the financial. It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the financial literacy ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy on this beautiful day of 2/2/2011 here in Atlanta, Georgia. I would like to thank everyone for tuning in today because today we will be talking to a very special person and I highly recommend it to all you business owners and individuals that are in need of bringing your vision alive. As you all are aware, this is the time of stepping out of the box, the new norm, the time of growth and education. So this is why I have Natasha Davis Bowen, Chief Visionary from Visionary People, today to encourage, enlighten, and empower you all today. How are you, Natasha, and thank you for joining us.
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much, Kalithia. I can't tell you that I have been enjoying Build, Grow, and Enjoy. I've gotten so much golden nuggets from this powerful show, and it's an honor to be here.
Wow, thank you. And I, with your show also, it's very encouraging. I've been listening also to yours, and that's what we'll be talking about today because, you know, as everyone knows, in these times, it is that time to step out the box, the new normal. And it's funny that we're going to talk about this today because I actually have Clyde Anderson from CNN. As all you guys know, he's a chief financial advisor or analyst with CNN, chief thinker, and that's something that we are also going to discuss about the new normal, you know, stepping out the box, you know, being creative. And Natasha, I know you can share a lot with the audience on how they can get there and how you can consult them in bringing that vision alive.
Absolutely. One of the things that I also specialize in is creative marketing and those techniques, how to get from point A to point B using the most cost-effective, efficient, and creative way. You want to be able to make a powerful impact and a powerful punch. You know, you start thinking about being sensitive to the economy, sensitive to the businesses. And I must tell you that I don't believe in claiming recessions over yourself, claiming recessions over your business. Just call it a restructuring, to be honest. Restructure, reinvent, and enhance where exactly your business is and where it needs to go. Shut down the things that need to be shut down. Start the things that need to be started. You know, take away the concept of trying to keep up with the Joneses because this is not the time or the economy to play in. Now is the time to get really creative. It's until you get creative that's the time that you're actually going to see how your business can blossom. When you're provided with all of the tools, you can make anything happen. Isn't that right, Kalithia? If you give me every tool I need, you know, I have every single tool I need. I don't have to figure out how to use a hammer as a wrench because that's
right.
Really what we're doing. If I don't need to figure that out, everything works perfectly. Of course, my business flourishes. But the business that now stands when the dust settles and you look back and you saw that business that took a hammer and used it as a wrench, then you're going to say, you know what, that person has something going on because they did not have all the tools and they still built a mansion.
Exactly. That's what it's all about. That is exactly what it's all about. Well, first I'd like for the people, for those that don't know you, I mean, you have a huge audience yourself, your own radio talk show, you have your business, as you say, but there's a lot of people that may not know who you are. Just let everyone know who you are and what inspired you to build Visionary People.
Wow. Thanks, Kalithia. Well, who's Natasha Davis Bowen? I am truly the woman that was minding her own business, and all of a sudden something came up and said, here, you have an assignment. So basically Visionary People started in 2007, and in 2007 we decided to be a business development and a project management company. And the things that we specialize in is strategic execution, you know, again, program management, process improvement. A lot of times people don't look at the process that they're operating and the process that they're implementing to see why is this particular thing not working? How can we make it better? I also help people with personal and professional development. When you have a team of people together, if they feel like they're not growing, they're going to be extremely stagnant. I come in and I stir it up. I stir up personal missions for their lives as well as missions for their professional lives, and I call it the merging of the missions. Until somebody merges their missions of their personal and professional, they'll always be lost because they're not going to know how to say, well, listen, I know I want this for my personal life, but I also need this for my professional life. You don't know how to merge the two of them to go in the same direction. They're always going in separate directions. I also help companies with their strategy. When it comes time to strategize, I sit down, I do strategic meeting facilitator, as well as, again, creative marketing. And, yes, Kalitha, we do have our own talk show, and recently by way of the phenomenal video productions company, Your 1 Minute, helped us to launch our VPTV, which is Visionary People TV, and we are streaming live. We're doing a lot of great things, getting ready to do some powerful, powerful things in the business world, just touching, just really reaching out and making an impact and touching some different lives.
Yes, and indeed, you guys are touching a lot of lives. So what a lot of people are seeking, you know, in today's economy. And, you know, like I said, I always, you know, emphasize on my show, you know, back in the earlier times, people would sit there and want to know the 1 plus 1, what does it equal? But it's not about that anymore. So it's more in depth, knowing the foundation of, you know, that mindset of where you have to be to allow yourself to grow in the direction and goals that you have in life. Now you have a program that you reach out to your people that you work with called Coaching for Success. Tell us a little more about that.
Wow, Coaching for Success is it's a 6-week accelerated program, and it's actually 2 phases. You can choose to get into the Coaching for Success for more of a long term, but for those people, because, you know, this is a microwave society. You know, we're doing the Jiffy Lube society. Everybody wants something now, right now, and even now-er, if that's a word, right? So the 6-week
right.
accelerated coaching program is designed to allow that person that's coming in, we're going to identify what is it that you're looking to accomplish, because we don't have time to go around the mountain. You want that microwave service, right? So the 6-week Coaching for Success, it's accelerated, and we're going right after it. We're going with a bullseye intent. We're driving right to it, outlining what your vision is. Go ahead and strategically mapping it out. Mapping out your project. We do project sequence mapping. And a lot of times people think they can't do a project sequence mapping or a vision board unless they have a business. That is not true. You need to be vision boarding for your personal and for your professional lives, because that's how you're going to bring the merging of the two. So with that program,
right.
we have the Generation Growth that is specifically for our younger generation, the 20-year-olds that we're seeing that just need to find a place. They need to pull it all in together and to get straight. And then we have the Path to Purpose, which is going to focus on the individual who happens to be in a business or in a company or corporate setting, but they need to get themselves together. This is the more adult crowd. You know, this is the moms that have, you know, a husband and 3 children, and they have so many responsibilities, and balance does not exist in their world, and they're trying to achieve so many things. We're pulling it all in. And then we also have our business growth program, where that's focusing solely on corporate executives and business owners that are looking to identify the areas in their businesses that they need to enhance, improve, or they actually need to implement. A lot of times people don't realize, I need to actually implement some things to get going here. So the 3 programs, in a nutshell, it focuses on which a model that I've called is the 4-tier alignment. We're bringing everything back in alignment so you can have a smooth transition to transforming your vision for success into reality. We're mapping it all out. We like to write the vision and make it plain.
Yeah, sounds like, you know, everyone can get that. You know, once you got the blueprint, then everything just kind of flows with it, and it's kind of like a puzzle just putting it all together.
Exactly.
So I know that you guys have a mission. A mission. We know what the vision is. What is the mission of Visionary People?
Wow. The mission of Visionary People is very simple. We are here to transform your vision for success into reality. That is it. We're out there.
Nice.
whatever you want, however you want it, you tell me, we're going to transform it. And, you know, one of the things that I've been appointed with, the title I've been appointed with that I don't take lightly is Chief Visionary. And I don't take it lightly because, you know, who much is given, much is required. You know, a lot of people,
exactly.
they want, you know, Kalithi, a lot of people want what you have.
Right,
a lot of people.
Right.
Want what Kalithi
can't
has,
do it.
But they can't do it, and they don't want to go through what Kalithi went through to have what she has
right.
now. So I tell people, they call me Chief Visionary, but it's not, like, I'm going to tell you what, it's not all fun and games, but I won't complain.
Never can. It's been assigned. It's the assignment.
Exactly.
It is 10 minutes after 3 o'clock, and we just want to take a quick break. Just know that we are in live chat at buildgrowandenjoy.com. Come join us. Get a part of the movement. You can also call in to speak to Natasha directly, and that number is 347-215-8709. We will take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Kalithia, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back. We are back. We have Natasha Davis Bowen, Chief Visionary of Visionary People. Lines are open, 347-215-8709. And also we are on buildgrowandenjoy.com in our live chat. You can come on, chat with us, and also be a part of, like I said, the movement of financial literacy worldwide. Now, Natasha.
Yes, ma'am.
I did put your information up on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, and, you know, a lot of people are hitting it and viewing it. Now, I see on here you have a conference coming up, and very interesting. I would like for you to tell the audience a little more about that. An Entrepreneur United Conference, it's in August. Tell us a little more about that.
Wow. The Entrepreneurs Unite Conference is something that is near and dear to my heart. It is all about growing, learning, and uniting. And it's for the business world. It's for the small business person that's been in business 2 months or 20 years. It's for the independent entrepreneur that has decided they're going to step outside of their let me be politically correct, their jobs, they're going to step outside of their jobs and they're going to start taking more control over their financial destiny. And it's also for those corporate executives that are in position, that are making decisions, and they're actually allowing people to grow in their, you know, their professional walk. So the Entrepreneurs Unite Club is August 26th and 27th. That conference is designed, we're doing that with 7 dynamic speakers. When I tell you the speakers are coming with so much energy and power, one of the requirements that I have whenever we're doing the conference is, one, every speaker must have something of value to deliver. You have to give, you when you finish, I need to walk away with something that I can implement in my business right now. I don't believe in fluff. I don't believe in any of that. If you can't come and deliver some golden nuggets that I can chew on, you know, some food, I need some meat. Don't give me a bone, but give me some meat. Then, therefore, I don't need you to be there. So that's number one. The second thing is we provide resources for our business owners and our corporate executives, whether it's learning resources or actual B2B resources, where I can say, you know something, I need this, I need that service, I need that service. We're creating a culture or a community where businesses will grow. Look, build, grow, and enjoy.
Exactly.
You know, that
it
conference
all connects.
It's all connected. The conference back year was a one day, and through our after everyone saw what took place last year, everybody was like, I'm in, I want this, but can we get 2 days and everything? So we have been blessed with the opportunity and ability to enhance the conference and take it to a 2 day. So on the first day is the education, the workshops, the networking, and all that good stuff. And on day two is our B2B exposition. It is a 2 day extravaganza where you're going to be learning, and then you're also going to go ahead and get that unification going. And on the second day, we're going to be airing and premiering our very, our first big time live taping of our business reality show, A Day in the Life of Business. And we're going to do a live taping right there. We have the business plan competition that we're going to be doing. We have the pitch where we have individuals that want to do their commercial. They have to submit their commercial, and it's all a competition. You're going to be able to win different things that you need for your business. So we are excited about it. We're looking for more sponsors because we're getting a lot of information out, and a lot of people are starting to spark their interest. It's like, I want in. So now is
right.
The time. Now is the time to be a sponsor, because as we're promoting and we're airing and so forth, we believe in making sure everyone gets a benefit out of the conference. The sponsors, the attendees, the speakers, everyone is going to benefit out of it.
Right. So how would people register, and how would the sponsors contact you if they are interested in sponsoring that event for you?
Absolutely. Well, when registering is super easy, you just log on to our website. It is www.visionarypeoplearise.com. Again, that's visionarypeoplearise, A-R-I-S as in Sam, E.com. And for our sponsors, we want to hear from you. You can email us at events@visionarypeoplearise.com, or you can call our Director of Events and Logistics at 404-723-6216. And again, that's 404-723-6216. That is our director, our events management company that's taking care of us. And we're really excited. So if you haven't logged on, log on and go ahead and secure your spot. We want to make sure we're not going to oversaturate. You know, Kalithia, you go to some places, and some people love that whole oversaturation thing. But
right.
If you really think about it, when you start to oversaturate, you're starting to take away from the quality of the connection. You can't go
yeah,
anywhere there with 1,000 people.
I can't. It's got to just be one focus for me, right?
Yeah,
it's got to be one focus.
You can't go anywhere that has 1,000 people and think you're going to be able to get any type of quality connection.
Right.
We have strategically divided up the workshops to have a maximum amount of numbers, because the speaker is required to engage the attendees that are there. Answer questions, give points, be interactive. Every attendee will be drawing, creating, building, enhancing, improving. They're going to be doing something. They're going to leave with a workbook full of so much ideas and creativity. Their business has no other alternative but to expand. None.
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Now, another thing I would like to touch on is that, you know, what you mentioned earlier is your live stream, the BP News. Tell us a little more about that, because I think that is just an awesome, awesome way that you get your mission going and your vision, bring it alive.
Yes, yes. You know, I can't talk about VPTV without talking about your 1 minute. George Robbins is powerful. I cannot.
Very.
I'm going to tell you something.
I agree.
God has blessed me with some wonderful people, and I thank God for George. He came in, and he says, and if any of you have not had the opportunity to speak to him, he goes, Natasha, you got to get online.
Well, you know, George, and George has been on the show on Bill Grown and Joy a couple of times, you know, and talking about the sites and talking about your 1 minute.
Yes.
He and you know, he's trying to get me to do it, but you both know that I'm just like, I gotta work out a little bit.
Let me tell you what. The moment that George Robbins dropped the concept on me, I took off with it. I said, you know
right.
what? I went in, and, you know, I'm a little researcher. I went in, I did my research, I packed everything. Now I called George. I said, George, we got to get online. He goes, I've been trying to tell you. So VPTV basically is another medium where information will be delivered. My goal is to continue to be a information portal. I want to make sure that whether you are whatever you're doing, you're coming here to find information. You're not going to find filth, you're not going to find fluff, and you're not going to find what I like to call foolishness.
Right.
You're going to come into either the, you know, thevpnews.com or VPTV, which we stream via live stream. You're going to come in, you're going to find information and positive information that you can apply to your life. And we have fun, too. We like to have fun when we do it. So VPTV is basically designed to be another information portal for people, not only businesses, but for individuals as well. We're getting ready to do industry-specific interviews where you'll be able to come to VPTV, and we're going to focus on isolate some industries per month and really hone in on that and really draw out the information that we need to deliver. So while we're having fun, we're also learning.
Right. And you guys do a lot of networking also. How can that be, you know, how can you guys, how can that be beneficial if someone came to work with you guys or, you know, become a part of your circle? How would they benefit from the networking standpoint with visionary people?
Well, in visionary people, it's identified that our goal is to stay connected and to build, to be, have camaraderie and build a community. And with that being said, everyone that comes into us is understood that it's a, and I always say this, a mutually beneficial relationship where quality networking takes place. I do not believe in giving something and getting nothing, whether it's my time, my talent, or my money, it's something. It's still something. And I believe that if somebody gives their talents and their time, there has to be a reciprocation coming back from that, return on my investment. So in the world of business, even as an individual, you come into a network. When you come into the center of that network, you're looking for something to work together. You want something to be manifested. So when you come into Visionary People, we have our Entrepreneurs Club where we do our monthly meetings. We get together, and like I said, it's quality networking. We're not looking for all that. You know, you go to some networks, it's like 300 people there. Nobody knows your name. You walk out with like 600 cards, and you're like, okay, who is this again, and what do they do?
We're really into
quality networking. I have been there, done that, where I've gone to the big masses of to-do networking. You meet, you talk to people, and in my heart, I want a quality network with you. But when I call you back, they're like, who are you? I don't know you. Don't email me. You're spamming me. I'm like, dude, we had like a 20-minute conversation. What are you talking about?
Right.
But you know what? I can't blame them because networking has become this thing of what people think is called selling. You're not selling me anything when we're networking. I'm not buying anything. We're going to cultivate a relationship, and we're going to mutually benefit one another.
So when some visionary people
know we're focusing on quality networking, you can actually join our entrepreneurs. It's an exclusive private-only invite because we're making sure we're eliminating foolishness. That's my word. We eliminate foolishness. So when you join
us, because everyone knows there's a lot of that out there. You know, time is of the essence. There's just no time to waste. So you got to weed them out.
That's it. I'm sorry. You got to weed them out. Pull out the weed whacker. But on LinkedIn, you can jump on with us at LinkedIn to our Entrepreneurs Unite Club, and you can ask for, you know, permission to be admitted into the club.
Oh, awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, I do definitely have all of your information on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. You know, definitely I would recommend that you just come on the site and blog, you know, information so that way the listeners can definitely see more of your information and what you guys got going over on over there at Visionary People, because I think you guys are just very, very encouraging and a huge impact here in the Atlanta community. I know that you guys have, like I said, we were talking about the Coaching for Success, but is there any other programs besides the Coaching for Success that you feel would be beneficial to the listeners that they're contacting you to join in, to get on board with you guys, and is there any other information you'd like to add?
Well, the only thing I'd like to add is that we're very passionate about our Target 1000 campaign. And our Target 1000 campaign is a program that we've created that will keep everybody in line. And what I mean by that is that it's going to keep us in line with remembering to reach back and help people. Target 1000 campaign is a way that we remember to reach into the community and help 1,000 people a year. That's a minimum. So our Target 1000 campaign, we're always doing something, and our major push right now is focusing on quality life through quality living. We've partnered with the American Cancer Society to raise funds to help with the awareness of that and also to educate people. A lot of people are not educated and aware, so we want to really go ahead and increase that. And I just encourage and ask everybody, visit visionarypeoplearise.com so that you can see what we're doing, and please join our Target 1000 campaign because we're really passionate about it. And join our database as well so you can keep up to date with us. And the coaching programs are there for you. We also have corporate programs specifically called Remove the Weakest Link, where we go in and we do a workshop, a team building and mission merging workshop. So I would love to also have, you know, anybody that needs that as well, we're also there.
Thank you so much, Natasha, for being a part of Build, Grow, and Enjoy today. You know, I've been working on getting you on here because, like I said, you guys are awesome over there, visionary people, and I just admire what you guys have going on over there. Of course, you know, people will be hearing a lot from you. We are going to partner up and do a lot of things together to get this movement going. But I definitely just wanted to say thank you for coming on the show today. If you guys would like to get more information on Natasha, as I said, come to buildgrowandenjoy.com. Her information is under featured guests. You can also go on her website at visionarypeoplearise.com. That actually concludes our show today. Tune in on Monday at 3 p.m., same time, same place, here on buildgrowandenjoy.com, WIGO 1570 AM, The Light. We have Stevie Bags, professional ball player, Canadian ball player of the CETA Foundation, and he will be talking about the youth and the contribution that he has with the youth and educating them in the community. So thank you, Natasha. Have a beautiful day. Thank you all for tuning in, and I will be talking to you guys on Monday. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping